Dolly Demoski. Welcome, everybody, to The Side Quest. About games, and sometimes we play some. Dolly Demoski, I'm joined by Gratty Bones Kelly.
Hey, what's up? Twitch affiliate.
It. Bones, that's how we have to actually legally. I'm looking at the notes right here. Legally, we have to introduce him as Twitch affiliate Aaron. Oh, fuck, I just completely messed up. Twitch affiliate Aaron Scratty Bones Kelly.
And you know what the best part is? Since I hit that, haven't streamed once.
We're also joined by Bear Sam Dixon. I don't know where I came up with that.
I don't know. Hello, friends. Welcome to the internet.
We're going to talk about video games today, I hope. As usual, we start with what, oh my god, guys, this is fucked up already today. Good lord, what is wrong with me?
You're having a day, man.
2 weeks we close on our house. 2 weeks and 1 day we actually move into the house. 2 days I will have bit internet in my home. It's the plan right now, so I'm gonna be fast and shit,
and not cutting out constantly.
Cutting out constantly because I'll have 1,000 bits, however many, if that's correct, 2 bits. Gonna be a nice difference. So yeah, we're gonna have a much better time than we are right now. But we're gonna talk about video games, as I mentioned before. We'll start off with things we're playing. And then we'll transition into some news. And I'm going to try to be a little bit faster just because I'm tired as fudge. I'm going to play games while you guys are talking because that's what I normally do. But now we actually have 2 people. It was very rude of me the last time to play games while... you will not see me talk about play games while you guys are talking. I do that. Playing anything. I've been playing a bunch of mobile games, so... Let's move on to Aaron first, and then we'll hit Sam up. Aaron, what have you been playing?
I played a bunch more Oxygen Not Included. I played a little bit of a game called Kenshi. The big one, though, I put a chunk of hours into Ancestors, the Humankind Odyssey.
Oh, Tom's game of the year.
I got drunk and bought that. I shouldn't have bought that. So that game is made by the dude who made Assassin's Creed, and I don't know which Assassin's Creed he worked on, but if I had to put money on it without looking it up, I would guess the first one, because that game you do like 3 things over and over again, and this game you do like 3 things over and over again. You roll around, you wake up, and it's just like, oh, you gotta eat, you gotta drink some water, and you gotta sleep, and then maybe you do some other shit, and then you just walk around and keep doing that. And then you do, like, a couple other things, like, knock these 2 rocks together and you'll get, like, you know, skill ups or whatever. And then eventually you evolve and you can do more stuff. And then you have to hook up with lady apes and have 6 children for maximum genetic diversity. And then, you know, you move on to the next generation and you do it over and over and over again. And that's that game.
I've heard one of the skill trees allows you to hold or pass an object from one hand to another. Is that true?
That is true. That is one of the first skills you get. And then once you can pass the object from your left hand to your right hand, you can alter the object, which includes things like turning a dead branch into a dead branch without twigs on it and stripping the leaves off a leaf and hitting a coconut with a rock.
Okay. When you said that, I thought you meant like... You know how in L.A. Noir where you just look at things and you rotate it around?
You just rotate it around?
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
No, it's just a button prompt and your dude just goes, huh, and then you can pick up another thing and then you can hold 2 things.
So crafting.
There is crafting. There is crafting, kind of. I don't know if there's tool crafting. I haven't gotten that far. But if you, like, you can grab, a big leaf frond, put it on the ground, and then you grab another one, and when you go to drop it, it says add to pile, and then if you make a pile of like 3 or 4, it'll say begin crafting, and then you just mash the A button, and then you make a bed like a sleeping spot. And that's the one thing I've figured out how to craft. It looks really nice. It plays, like, it's solid. Like, it plays really nice, but I don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing in it. Aside from eating and sleeping and occasionally fucking.
I mean, that's kind of what we do in real life.
Well, it's like, if you get away, if you get too far away from, like, your base, all of a sudden, there's, like, fanged animal hallucinations fill the screen, and you start panicking, and it's, like, the only thing you can do is run back to your base. And I don't understand if you're supposed to just deal with that and go find some other shit, or if that goes away over time. And apparently there's combat in this game, but I haven't seen it. I guess there's, like, tigers and snakes and shit, but I have not seen it, so...
What does Tom find interesting about this game?
Oh, I think he likes the part where you make the monkeys fuck.
That's probably it.
I think that's what Tom likes. Tom Johnson of GameRanks fame.
You guys know him.
But yeah, so I've been playing that. I'll probably end up streaming that, honestly. Just
good one to stream because people are really curious about that.
Yeah, and if for no other reason, then I'm sure somebody who's way into that game will show up in my stream and tell me exactly what to do, and then I can pretend like I knew it all along. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. That's what I've been playing.
How about,
You know, I've actually been playing a lot, but it's really just, like, little snippets of a lot of stuff, because I haven't had much time. We're talking about games looking good. We can talk about Gears 5 and how that game looks incredible. So I have it through Game Pass Ultimate because, like everybody else during E3, when they're like, hey, extend your current gold membership to Ultimate Game Pass for like $2. And I went, hell yeah, and hopped on. So
quick input. Supposedly, we're not getting any stream.
We should. I just checked, and I have audio on the YouTube stream, which is going to echo back through the stream, but it's there. I think.
Let's see here. Let me see if I'm getting this. Is Sammy doesn't have a. Okay, no, I hear it. Okay, yeah, there is audio. I got a message that audio, but okay, never mind.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I just checked too. I see audio. You might want to crank the levels a little bit, but I'm not sure how. Cranked, I have my levels.
I mean, we're deep in the mustard. We're almost in the ketchup.
I was going to say, you don't want to go too much into the ketchup. I've never heard of mustard or ketchup. I'm going to use that at work. God, got derailed. Yeah, so Gears 5, not a game that I would normally seek out myself. Not a big cover-based third-person shooter guy. Man, does that game just visually look incredible. As far as I know, it's not using any of the weird ray tracing, like RTX core stuff. But maybe in the future it will be. Maybe when it gets upscaled for the next Xbox. We'll see you next year, maybe. I haven't really dipped too much into the single player stuff just because I haven't had time. But man, am I getting reamed in multiplayer. They are just too good at that game already. And be it I'm playing on PC with a controller... but like, I don't want to toot my own horn here, but I'm pretty good at shooters. And I usually don't have an issue playing with a controller, on PC games for shooters, but I am getting hung out to dry, on some of these matches. And you know, some of it's probably, I just don't know how the systems work and stuff like that. I was yelling at my screen the other night for the first time in a long time. Was I complaining that my damage was somehow lower than everybody else's? So it's been quite a bit since I've complained about something like that. It's not. I'm just bad at Gears. And I'm going to try to get a little bit better, like try to stick through it. I might download it on my Xbox and just see if maybe I should hang out there with the rest of the controller boys as opposed to going up against the PC mouse and keyboard jockeys.
Are people just like fat rolling on you and shotgunning you to death?
It's not even that. It's just like, you know, I'll watch the kill cam, and kill cams are... arguably not great because it's not really focused on giving you the exact view of what the person had, but like there are just some people that are somehow better at controlling recoil than like I think I could ever be, and just always getting headshots. And yeah, there's still some of the like the like hip checks against the wall and like skating through the arenas and just wrecking people with shotguns. But in the normal game mode and what is like quick play arcade, you don't get a shotgun by default. Most characters start with a Lancer, which is like their version of an assault rifle, or like a 3-round burst assault rifle. And so you kind of have to work your way to some of those weapons. And some of the characters don't even have the ability to get those weapons unless you pick it off the ground, off the body of somebody. So like that kind of eliminates that. But even then, like, I just feel like people are putting out like more consistent damage than I'm able to. And it's not the game's fault. It's definitely my fault. And the active reload system, if you do time it correctly, your bullets are a little bit stronger, I believe, unless they just come out of your gun faster. But either way, like, I just feel like I trade with some people and just get wrecked, and have like really no recourse of knowing what I did wrong in that situation. So again, it's probably just, I haven't played a Gears game since, well, in any form of regularity since Gears 2.
Yep.
And even then it was like, you know, was Horde mode in 2?
Yeah.
But it was, yeah. Okay. I remember playing like a lot of like group stuff. So playing like the campaign on some of the harder difficulties in a group and stuff like that. But yeah, I have never taken the multiplayer serious. It looks like I probably won't continue with this one either. But I am definitely interested in seeing the story, because even in the first two missions, some of the like visual set pieces have just been mind blowing. Like this generation.
What's Marcus up to?
Marcus is gritty and like pissing off his son.
How's Dom?
Is pissing off Marcus. I don't think Dom's in this one, or if he is, I haven't seen him.
No, he died in like 2 games ago.
Did he? Yikes. Dell or whatever is there, and so is his son JD, and the girl who I honestly cannot think of her name.
Kate.
Kate. Yep. And then they have their robot friend Jack and their other robot friend Dave, who may be dead. I don't know. Kind of leave that pretty ambiguous there.
What's up with Baird?
He's a scientist now, I guess.
What's up with Carmine? Are there any of those in this game?
Yeah, and actually, I can't talk about that because spoilers.
Yeah.
Also Foz, who is Raoul Crowley, is in that game. And that's all you see online. I played one game where I was, they're not the Locust. What are they? The Swarm. And everybody was Kaz on the other team. And I'm like, all right. yeah. So Gears is fun. I don't remember the last time I was on, so stop me if I talked about these already.
Sort of Mario. Hey, quick shout out to Rebecca Chan, if you don't follow her on the Twitters, do yourselves a favor at Rebecca Chan. Awesome artist, and it was helping us solve our audio issues right now. So it's a live IT support.
Anyways. You did say, if you've ever heard of Mario, this is an aside, not what I was going to talk about, but when you have to prep for a medical procedure that leaves you on the toilet for numerous hours, the new Super Nintendo games on Switch are very nice. Been playing a lot of Super Mario World. That game's still great.
There's a joke in here somewhere about the need to stay regular on the toilet and the fact that the Nintendo and Super Nintendo games are no longer regular, but I don't know how to get there. Help me, Sam.
I thought you were going to say that they're still regularly fun games. Yeah, Nintendo's no longer putting those out on a weekly basis, monthly. Yeah,
they're going to do them, surprised if they're only on like special occasions.
I could see them tying them to directs or something and being like a cool little, hey, nothing's coming out immediately, but that means we got like 16 Super Nintendo games. What's up? But otherwise, I've been playing Control, which is a great mysterious game. I don't want to get too much into, since a lot of that game and what makes it great is knowing nothing about it. Also a third-person shooter. Made by the guys at Remedy who made Alan Wake, and it's in all of their games appear to be in the same universe. So there's references to some of their other games, which makes me want to go back and play Quantum Break, because I never got the chance to.
new, like the first or the next DLC or first or new DLC is going to be like they're hinting that might be tied into Alan Wake.
Yeah, the
a spoiler.
Yeah, they have two chunks of DLC that's allegedly coming, and the second one is entitled AWE, which is something that's in the game already. It's like altered world events or altered something or other. I don't remember off the top of my head. But they are moments and situations that have kind of occurred in every single one of their series. And some of the key art for that second DLC chunk alludes to maybe Alan Wake being involved. And they certainly make references to that game within Control.
Like the guy? Like the author is part of the Bureau of Control?
No, not that he's a part of the Bureau of Control, but that he's been under surveillance by the Bureau.
Huh.
And some of the actions, basically there's a couple of documents that at least even that I've come across that allude to the Bureau investigating him and the events that happened around that game. What was the other game, the like spinoff Alan Wake game?
Alone in the Dark.
Yeah.
No, not Alone in the Dark.
American Nightmare.
Yeah, American Nightmare. There's some references to that game in there too.
So is Control essentially just Remedy setting up their, like, shared universe?
I mean, kind of. It's kind of just, like, Remedy being out there and being like, hey, all of these games are related. Like, they're all within the same universe, and this is sort of the foundation in which ties them together. But I don't know that they're directly coming out and saying, like, hey, you know, like, without the events of this, this wouldn't happen. It's just more of those, like, hey, if you're a fan of Remedy and you dig deep, like, here we are. But it's not like they're trying to hide that stuff either. It's not like, you know, oh, there's a reference to it. It must be in the same universe. No, they very clearly are painting it to be in the same universe. But that game's great. It's the first game in a while, like, that I've wanted to sit down and kind of read through all of the collectibles that I come across. Because some of them are very interesting. Also, I'm a real sucker for the weird multimedia integration. Like, they do some really cool stuff with different songs that you come across within the game, with some of the, like, content. Like, they shot a lot of live-action video, and some of that is just, like, you know, references. Like, there's a projector that'll play, like, sort of, like, an informational video about something that you're around or a new area of content. And then there's, like, superimposed live-action video onto some of the scenes in the game. And some of that stuff looks great. Like, it's the game itself looks incredible. I unfortunately don't have an RTX graphics card, so I miss out on some of the cool shimmer and reflections that everybody's been talking about. But some of the, like, multimedia, like, integration into that is just, you know, they've always been very smart about doing that, and they continue it here. Again, I don't want to ruin too much of it, but it's definitely, if you're into the, if you've played any of Remedy's games and have enjoyed them even a little bit, I think Control is something to check out. It definitely controls better than Alan Wake does. And, like, I think it's, like, it weirdly fills this niche that, like, Metal Gear Solid 5 did, where, you know, you kind of keep on exploring and keep finding these, like, little nuggets of, like, weirdness that is found throughout. So I would definitely suggest it if you're into weird sci-fi and weird mysteries and any of that stuff. And then let me see here. Oh, the other thing that I've been playing is Astral Chain.
Okay.
Another technically third-person action game. I guess I'm just playing third-person action games right now. And that is basically exactly as you've seen it. If you've seen even one trailer for Astral Chain or even a screenshot of Astral Chain, that game is exactly what you think it is. And it is incredible for it. You play as a cop, as an astral cop, who, of course, in all animes is the only one who can do the job. And you basically have legions, which are weird demons / pets, kind of. I don't know. It's kind of both, kind of the same, kind of none of that at all at the same time. And they do your bidding, but they're attached from a chain on your wrist. Mm. And that has its own context, which is discussed at length in the game. And it is just fucking weird. But in all the great ways that Platinum Games is known for, you know, they allow you to customize your character, but you're like twins with the character. I've been told that you might be able to customize both, but you're basically told that both of these, this male and female character at the beginning of the game that you can choose between are twins. And you can just do, yeah, you can just do all types of heinous stuff with their color schemes and like haircuts and all that type of stuff. And it only gets worse through the unlocks that you get throughout the game. So you can make these twins look like they've not seen each other once in their life and are definitely not related. But the combat is like really fluid. I mean, of course it is. It's a platinum game. You basically don't do a lot of the attacks. It's a lot of sending out your, now I'm going to forget what they're called. Whatever. What?
About the legions?
Yeah, legions. Yeah, your legion basically does a lot of the attacking, but it's sort of like the combos with that legion that you can do. So I've only gotten unlocked two legions at this point, but you can send out your legion and they will default attack. But you can hit like one button combination, do one skill, another combination, do another skill, and you can arrange these skills and put the ones that you want specifically on the legions that you want. And because you're bound by a chain, it gives you some interesting combos. So like you can wrap, you can maneuver your legion around a character and lock them in a chain, which keeps them stationary until you hit them again, or some characters until you like complete a full combo on. And then there's other enemies that will dash towards you, and you can like put the chain of you and your legion in between them, which will then allow you to throw them back like towards where they came from or towards other enemies. So some of that stuff is really interesting. I'm getting now to a lot of the enemies that sort of work together. So there's like, you know, there's the sort of shield enemies that you're used to seeing in games where you have to destroy the shield enemy before you can damage the main enemy.
Sure. But a lot Phil of Coulson, that, I get it.
Yeah. A lot of that, requires you to use certain skills to break that link, that chain between them. So like one of the legions is like a sword legion, I guess, and they have a slash that you have to do to cut through the shield protection that one of the shield enemies provides, and then you have to get rid of the shield enemy or they'll bring back up their shield at some point. So it gives you sort of like different options of how to control the flow of battle. There's like a really cool move where you can go around the legions without, or use your legion to go around enemies without actually doing the loop and locking them. And then you can jump to your legion. So you can do cool things like wrap around one enemy that allows you to then pull yourself to your legion, which wraps around that enemy, kicks them on your way by, and then attacks like the other legion that you pulled yourself to. And it's, some of that stuff is nuts. And like it definitely takes a more advanced player than I at making it look cool. But you can like instantly hop in there and sort of go through the tutorials and learn like just some of the basics of some of the like cooler stuff that you can do and kind of pull it off pretty easily as long as you're paying attention and being active about calling in and out your legions, switching between legions once you get them. And Platinum also offers like the super difficult mode for Platinum fans, and then also offers a mode that's like, hey, do you just kind of want to hang out and go through the story and like maybe do some fighting? This one's for you. Because there are other gameplay types within there. You can also do detective work. Well, I say can. It's required for the mission. That are, you know, go collect clues and go collect statements from people. And then you kind of get quizzed on, like, hey, are you paying attention to what's going on here? And some of that, you know, paying attention can reward you with different things. And then also, like, I'm sure you've seen gifs of it going around, but you can pick up trash off the ground. And help the pollution from the city, and throw the trash or throw the cans and stuff on the ground into the trash, or you can use them to like distract people on the streets and stuff. It's very interesting. There's definitely little tiny things that the game doesn't directly tell you that you can sort of investigate and find out yourself. And I find that stuff like super interesting. It is a little thick. You know, it's one of these RPGs where you don't really get a choice of like what you're going to do that session. So, you know, you might have to play an hour worth of investigating before you even get to any of the combat. So there's some of that. I know that's a problem I've been having with Fire Emblem of, like, I just want to get to some of the fighting, but I've spent, like, 2 hours going through studying. So there's some of that. But otherwise, I think Astral Chain is really good. And, you know, both games that are related to the Astral Plane are, I think, the top games that you can play right now. So
Astral Chain and Final Fantasy XIV. I'm with you.
Out of the three, I would say definitely look into Astral Chain and Control. Gears of War 5, only if you're into that, because it is kind of gruesome if you're not into all the blood and gore. But there is mature content filters in there, so you can turn off some of the more grossy, squishy bits.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't think we got a review copy of Gears 5, so I haven't looked at it yet. I'm really shocked that that game's on PC.
Gears 5?
Yeah. Like, I saw that on Steam, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I remember, yeah, you know, Gears was the flagship Xbox game, right?
It kind of was.
And Halo, but...
Yeah, it was also a tech demo for the Unreal Engine, and now it doesn't even use the Unreal Engine, as far as I know.
Oh, that's funny.
What's Coltrane up to?
He's in it. He was in level 2. But that's about it. That's as far as I got, to be quite honest. So, can't tell you if he makes it to the end. RIP Dave. I don't think Dave the Robot makes it to the end.
He was too young and too beautiful for this world. Or that world, because I guess it doesn't take place on Earth. I don't remember. I used to play Gears a lot.
It's on, like, a weird space colony, but they're never, like, direct of whether that's the only planet that humans find themselves on.
Are they actually humans? Like, they don't call themselves humans, do they?
Well, they call themselves the Cog. I don't know. It's not like... It's not like, oh, yes, us humans are survivors. You know what I mean? It's like, it would be weird if they called themselves humans. I don't know. It's weird. I will say, since you brought it up about Dave, there is a line where somebody, or Kate, goes, Dave's just a robot, and Del turns to her and goes, that's not his fault. And I think that line's hysterical.
Is it played straight?
Yes. Oh, yes. Like, he is very sincere about that line.
Nice.
But that's it. That's all I've been playing. That's all I can think of. I mean, I've been playing Fortnite here and there, too, but no one wants to hear about Fortnite.
You've been playing Fortnite, or you've been doing Fortnite on the streets?
been out here Fortniting for days.
I've been telling people come into the store, and they're talking about this whole vape crisis, and because we are in the business, like, we have to know everything. So we know, like, as soon as we found out, oh, yeah, it's like THC oil and vitamin E poisoning. I've just been telling people exactly what they're doing and how they're, like, vaping it, and telling them that it's called Fortniting. I'm spreading that in the real world, man. I'm telling people. I'm going to make that stick.
You just heard it.
Cracking open Juul pods to vape THC oil. It's called Fortniting. All the kids are doing it. You hear your kid talking about Fortniting? That's what they're doing.
You kids out here Fortniting? I'm going to make you Fortnite the whole pack.
Are you kids out here wilding and Fortniting?
Hey, my teens. You want to play some Fortnite?
How do you do, fellow kids? You want a Fortnite?
How do you do? Want a Fortnite tonight?
All right, is that everything we've been playing? I've just been checking my list. I don't think I have anything else. What about you, Dally?
We'll mention, yeah, I mean, mobile games, because I haven't had a lot of time this week. I've been in between, I think, Marvel Ultimate Alliance and some other little stuff. But I did try that free-to-play Kirby game.
How's that? I heard it was microtransaction heavy.
Playing it right now for the very first time, and it certainly seems like a single-screen boss rush. Players. So, yeah, if you're interested, and you like Kirby, and you played the other Kirby games, then this is Kirby.
I think you died there, Dally.
I can still hear myself. Can you guys hear me?
Can now. I heard Kirby a couple of times.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Kirby other than you said it once.
Okay, let me explain what I just said. Then you've
just made. Go on.
Hoss Rush Kirby game that's free to play. That's it. Let's talk news.
You say Hoss Rush?
That would be good too. I said Boss Rush, but Hoss Rush is pretty neat.
Do you have, before we go on, speaking of Hoss, do you have a Hosses around you, either of you?
I sell Hoss glass in my bong store.
Maybe Hosses is just an East Coast thing. So Hosses is a restaurant, which is a steakhouse. Very weirdly, you pay up front. And that's because straight up, if you paid at the end, you would leave and not pay because their steaks are always really bad. But they burn everything to a crisp. But the bigger thing is they will go around to every state fair and buy the prize cow. And then they'll have like a specific night of like, yo, come on Tuesday night because we're going to serve like meat from Susan, the prime cow that was at this fair. And it's always like, it always just feels like a real kick in the pants that this cow was bred to be the most amazing cow. It won so many awards. Of course, it's going to get slaughtered, but it gets slaughtered by a company that just does not know how to handle the meat in a good way. So like the best cow gets murdered and served very poorly. And that just must be a shit life for a cow.
Do you think the cows know? Do you think they talk about it? Like, oh man, I'd love to win state fair, but Hoss is coming.
Big Hoss is coming and going to purchase me, take me out back, and then serve me as sirloins to the local community.
Speaking of the local community, no, that's not a segue. I'm looking at the most recent news. I put my news together yesterday. How about that UK government report? You guys hear about this? Yeah, local. I don't know. I told you it wasn't a segue. The UK government released a report on immersive and addictive technologies where they basically came out and said, yeah, loot boxes are gambling. So that's kind of crazy going forward. They released it's like a whole thing. But essentially, they basically agree with everything Jim Sterling has ever said in his many videos about the topic. So down the road, there might be, you know, it might not just be Belgium, basically, that's got a ban on that shit. But, yeah, I just thought I'd throw that in there. I haven't read the whole report because it only released like 11 hours ago and it's very long.
It'll be interesting to see what the pivot to is for monetization going into next generation. Like, it felt like DLC and chunks were the big go-to for, like, the 360 generation. And then sort of the loot box slash battle pass route has been what we've seen this one. And, you know, it's not like DLCs got banned. People still make DLCs. But this one sounds like if there's anything that's probably not going to show up, it would be this. So I wonder what the answer is. Do we just double down on battle pass type systems?
I think... what's going to happen, and this is pure speculation, I think what's going to happen is that they're just going to add, like, a new, like mid-section or, like, additional, like, rating thing through, like, PEGI or, like, the ESRB, and it'll be like, you know, T for teen, stamp, this game contains simulated gambling transactions or some shit like that, and then they will just keep doing microtransactions. Because I don't think the type of people who throw down hard on microtransactions are going to stop just because somebody decided, yeah, it's gambling. I mean, they make way too much money off that stuff to just let it go.
Yeah, I just wonder, though, if they do require, like, that sort of stamp going in the future, if, like, companies or retailers like Walmart might refuse to stock those products just because they view themselves as a quote family friendly organization, and that, you know, encouraging gambling amongst children probably is a bad look. Yeah. Not that they don't already sell those games that have those microtransactions in them, but I think that that sticker is like sort of like a death note. Where, like, I was about to say McDonald's, where Walmart won't really stock a lot of rated M games, at least not like in the like show floor viewable. Like, I wonder if that type of stuff gets relegated to the same sort of existence because of that.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the other type of speculation is that they'll do it the way Fortnite does it, with like limited time stuff. So instead of it being like blind loot boxes, you'll just be able to see what you're buying, but you only have 24 hours or whatever before it rotates out of the store. Which could, drive people to trying to spend a shitload of money because they want, you know, everything.
Yeah, I was shocked that no one's really at least successfully copied the League of Legends model with some of that stuff. Where things will go down in price over time. But a lot of it is like, oh, here, get the newest character that came out. And then also, like, there are two cool skins right as it comes down if you want that in a bundle. And then at some point that bundle goes away, but you can still get the skins by themselves. And then we come out with new cooler skins as the characters go on. It just seems like no one really replicated that. But that was, like, instantly successful, I think, for them.
I spent a lot of money on League of Legends. Back when I was playing it heavily, like, way back in the day, 2013, 2014. I mean, it worked. It was just like, hey, you want this character? You can grind for it. It's going to be like 6,300 in-game currency, and you get like 103 per win. Or how about $20? Yeah, I'll fucking...
In the chat just said, dang, is Michael Transactions ruining everything? I think Michael Transactions is a fantastic name.
I think Michael Transactions is the new president of EA. The other today's story that is kind of tangentially related, Rooster Teeth, they just laid off 13% of their staff. They fired 50 people.
Yeah.
And I say tangentially related because it seems like a lot of the staff that were laid off weren't gaming focused, but this is in the wake of their releasing Vicious Circle, which I don't think is doing very well. That sucks. It always sucks when people lose their job, and I like a lot of the stuff that they put out, so it doubly sucks, because it's a lot, like a lot of the people that they laid off today worked on a lot of the stuff that I enjoy consuming. Anthem has been added to EA Access.
Yay.
Yeah, so, you know, if you are waiting on that incredible video game... Now you can pay EA a subscription fee to play it, along with everything else that comes with EA Access. But yeah,
isn't EA testing like some cloud service now as well?
Probably. That sounds vaguely familiar. What do you think they call it? I bet there's like some stupid EA themed name.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else do I have for news? GameStop is closing up to 200 underperforming stores globally this year. This first part of this news was based on a story written by Rebecca Valentine from GamesIndustry.biz. But essentially, there was an earnings call, like a financial call. The chief financial officer, James Bell, cited that 95% of GameStop locations are profitable. But despite that, they're looking at an expected profit loss across the next 3 to 4 quarters. And his claim is that it's because it's the end of the console generation. It's like, oh, it's the end of the console generation, so we're not making money. And it's like, okay. Their stock is down more than 15% in the wake of that financial call. But they're closing up to 200 stores, and this is in the wake of the Game Informer stuff, the ThinkGeek stuff. They're not doing well, despite what their CFO is saying. And I can't really blame them. I hate those stores. It's a bad experience every time I go in. No, I don't want insurance. I don't want insurance on my video game. You can't have the extra dollar. Go away. Just sell me the thing.
Sell me the game. I mean, that's really all you want.
Oh, and I would like it in plastic, please, because it's day one. It's like, no, I don't want the version you've opened and taken the disc out for some reason, and then you're selling it to me new. Give me the one that's wrapped. Nintendo is suing another ROM website. this has come up, I think, on the show. This might be the fourth time I've basically had this exact story, but they're suing a website now called ROM Universe. And the thing that kind of makes this one stand out as opposed to the other ones, if I'm not mistaken, is that this website charges access. Like, you can pay them like $30 to become a member, and that'll get you like preferred, like premium download speeds and shit like that. So Nintendo is seeking, so that's not good. Nintendo is seeking $150,000 per copyright infringement and up to $2 million per trademark infringement. And they specifically call out trademark infringement as being anytime you load up one of these ROMs and the Nintendo logo shows up at the start of the game.
Oof.
So that's going to be wild. The last time the story came up, I believe I was of the opinion that it sucked. And I felt bad for the website because I think it was one of the websites that just kind of hosted ROMs for free and it was all old shit. And then as far as I could tell, they didn't really make any money. These guys are making money, so fuck them. These guys are literally using...
Literally making money to... Yeah.
Yeah, so fuck these guys. I hope Nintendo gets them for every penny they ever made. $30 memberships. Billy Mitchell is suing Twin Galaxies.
All that, yeah.
Did you read any of that?
I read the entire thing, and it took a minute.
It's so embarrassing.
It took a minute because the evidence package that he/his lawyers has provided opens with a picture of him on stage surrounded by like booth babes.
I know. I had to double take to make sure that I clicked on the right link and didn't click into some like parody version of it.
Yep.
But nope, I went to two different sources, and sure enough, there it is.
So it's a decently long and very typo filled evidence package
I only got through the first 30 pages or so, but it's like over 100.
It's over 100 pages long.
Wow.
It's over 100 pages long. A significant chunk of those pages are like shit that he had in like Microsoft Word or like Google Docs, filled with typos that he then just screenshotted and put the image of the screenshot into the doc. So like the underlines are still there. You know what I mean? Like the, hey, this word is spelled wrong, underlines. And it's just like, why'd you do it like that, Billy? What are you doing, Billy? But essentially, he's claiming that the proof that the people at Twin Galaxies used to remove his records and claim that he was using like modified hardware are based on footage taken from the King of Kong movie, and that King of Kong was a work of semi-fiction, and that everything he did it for that movie was explicitly provided as a work of entertainment, not fact. And then he goes on to cite, like, hey, this scoreboard that they show with the high score, blah, 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 they made it's a Photoshop. This isn't what a scoreboard looks like. It's all fake because this isn't a real documentary movie. And he's saying that the only high scores he ever submitted were done at live events on official hardware in front of audiences, blah, 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 blah. Which seems like an okay argument, and then you look at this evidence package, and it's just like, buddy, like, let it go, man. But he's also suing, so he's suing Twin Galaxies over it, or he's about to, unless they reinstate his records. I think he's also suing Guinness World Records, because they take their this is from Twin Galaxies, because Twin Galaxies is like the officials, so he's suing them. And this dude has a history of suing people over stuff like this. Like, this isn't new. This is like the fourth or the fifth lawsuit against random people, like random things for his high scores. I don't think he's won any of them. I think he got thrown out of court by like an 83-year-old judge at one point, if I remember what I was reading correctly the other day, who basically just roasted the shit out of him. Oh, you know what it was? He sued Regular Show. Do you remember that cartoon Regular Show?
Yeah.
He sued them over a character in their show who had like a high score in a game and had it removed and then exploded or whatever. And then this 83-year-old judge said, well, number one, that was not a human and you're a human. Number two, you didn't explode when you lost your high score and it did. Get out of my court. But yeah, so he's at it again. It's been a weird, kind of shitty news week. with the sole exception of the new Final Fantasy VII Remake trailer. That came out. I don't like that game, so.
You don't like that game?
No, I hate Final Fantasy VII. I think it's awful.
VII isn't in a Final Fantasy VII. Mostly because I was such a nut for Final Fantasy VI. I can... It makes me really excited, though. Because it's actually taking that source material, like strands of some fantastic ideas, and something a little bit more real.
I didn't mind the gameplay of Final Fantasy VII. I just really didn't like I didn't dig on the story.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I think there's some story and narrative elements that I think were just... They just didn't get through. It felt like a lot of things were cut.
Hey, do you think Aeris will survive this time?
That might... Like, I wouldn't be surprised if she somehow makes her way back into...
Like, what if they go? What if they go in like a crazy direction and it gets to the point where Sephiroth kills Aeris, and then it cuts to Cloud and he's having like this weird flashback, and then it shows the scene from like the original graphics perspective, and then all of a sudden the story diverges and he's having like, it's like it's a repeat, like it's like when he fell into the life stream or some shit like that, and he's having a do over and he saves Aeris, and then the story just diverges. Cool. I'd be way into that.
Make people go crazy.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I like it. Okay, you sold me on it.
Yeah. Hire me, Square. What's up, Square?
I mean, that's branding.
What do you think, Sam? Best game, best idea? Game of the year?
Game of the year? I don't know, man. I never really clicked with Final Fantasy games, and VII has just always been, like, the weird property that seemed, like, too big for its own britches. Like
Marvel's Avengers Destiny type of game guy, aren't you?
I'm a Marvel Puzzle Quest kind of guy.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm excited about Puzzle Quest coming to Switch.
Yeah.
For like $30, right?
It's still fucking awesome. Puzzle Quest was... juiced that game for everything it had. I played that... hours, I'd assume. One of my most played DS games.
Yeah, I played it on Steam quite a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all the news I had, unless you guys had stuff.
Totally forgot. Did we briefly mention about the 50-minute-long demo of Death Stranding at Tokyo Game Show?
We didn't, because I haven't watched it yet. I heard it was online.
So it is online. I haven't seen it either, because Kojima... also tweeted, like, hey, like, I would prefer if you go into Death Stranding knowing nothing, but since some of you have said that you don't know anything about this game, allow me to show you with this 50-minute presentation I put together. So I'm not going to watch it. I bet it's buck wild, and also mm-hmm. at the same time, like, as exactly as basic as everybody thinks it's going to be about, like, building ladders and kind of just walking.
I need to know more about Die Hardman.
But, man, it's I can't believe that we are about to end the vapor train that is Death Stranding. Like, we are, like, what? That game's out in November, right? Like, November 5th.
2 months away.
Yeah, like, we are so close to that game existing. And it feels like just yesterday, Kojima was like, I'm making something weird. Here's a baby in a test tube. Enjoy. Like, I can't wait. Is the game
like 2 days after? Game Awards is after.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, 90% of the Game Awards was going to be a, like, presentation about Death Stranding if it came out after.
You already know that Death Stranding is going to win Game of the Year because Jeff Keighley's in it. And so Jeff Keighley's hosting the Game Awards, so it's Death Stranding's Game of the Year.
Game Awards is December
12th. They just announced it today, actually.
Yeah.
What if Jeff Keighley is weirdly presenting the Game Awards in, like, a weird flashback in Death Stranding?
What if he's presenting the Game Awards in a baby tube?
I guarantee Jeff Keighley is in that game because...
Oh, he definitely is.
I'm pretty sure, like, every famous person Kojima knows is in that game, at least as a cameo.
Well, haven't they shown footage of Keighley being in the game, or is that, like, an artist's rendering?
Did they show it?
I think that...
Yeah.
I could, I without going and finding it, is his Twitter avatar not, like, footage of him being in Death Stranding right now?
Good point.
Is it? Oh my god, it is. I think.
Because again, I've been on media blackout, so I don't know. Like, I haven't seen the trailer, but I'm pretty sure I saw a screenshot scrolling through Twitter.
It's even got it's even got the button prompt.
Astral thing, of course it does. Press X to pay respect.
I really want to play that game.
I know. I can't wait for how buck wild that game is. To be honest, Kojima could just give me a GIF that loops for 30 seconds of, like, Mads Mikkelsen pouring water into a glass, and I'd probably pay $60.
We should make Tom stream that game, and then we'll all get on a Discord call with stream sharing set up and just watch him play through the whole game.
Yes, I'm good for that.
That way we don't have to do anything, but we can just sit here and shit on the game while Tom plays it, and none of us will enjoy it the way we want to.
Actually shit on the game.
I probably won't shit on the game. I'll probably just be sitting there going, yeah, Kojima.
Was it the baby mode you guys said? The easy mode, you could just watch the movie? That's what I'll be doing.
Well, if the demo for that game, or the, you want to call it a trailer presentation for that thing, is 50 minutes long, I can only imagine that we're going to get, like, Metal Gear Solid 4 level cutscenes in this, where it's like, get yourself a bag of popcorn because you're going to be here for the next hour.
Well, I think they said that the game itself is only 7 to 10 hours long, didn't they?
No. I mean, probably, but...
No, but probably would not.
I don't know,
man. Hey, that Sega Genesis Mini is out is it next week, and that's getting some pretty damn good reviews, to be honest. That's a cool thing. I'm just trying to see if there's any other news.
I guess we could talk about what's his name being a dipshit.
Talking about him being a dipshit, because everybody knows that the Nicholas guy. Sam, are you getting the Nintendo Ring Fit video for that?
Oh, you mean like that I added it to my Amazon cart earlier today? Yeah, man, God damn it. I trust Nintendo to make me want to exercise. And I knew straight off the bat when they showed that thing. I'm like, this thing is just the new Wii Fit. Like, I'm not going to be suckered into it.
It's not again. Even that. I mean, it's just level, right? It's just literally a ring that you stick your
into,
but... They call it the Ring Con, which is just bizarre.
I mean, as somebody who every other night like tries to work out for at least 10 minutes using Beat Saber, I guess I can't complain that Nintendo is trying to do healthy stuff for people. And like honestly, some of that adventure stuff looks pretty cool. Like, you know, whether it translates to an actual full game that's like fun to enjoy, like I don't know. I kind of really liked everything I saw in that trailer.
It doesn't look like it's super expensive, right? How much was that? Like,
no, I think it's like $80. So like you're honestly paying maybe $20 more for the weird hoop and the leg strap.
It's gonna be a digital only version. Like you'll be able to get that if you have an extra ring hoop lying around, I guess. So yeah, that's just it's goofy Nintendo being goofy Nintendo, and that's always fine. I mean, didn't quite do what they wanted it to do because they didn't really know what they wanted to do with it. And maybe this will spark a few more sales. I just find it just bonkers that the release calendar, which had three big games in Zelda, G, and Pokemon, and then in for them, Fire Emblem was big for them, comes out at midnight tonight, which it's getting some middling reviews. Do you have like a bajillion announcements over the last week? This thing coming out on October 18th. So there's for the Switch. And I think Aaron and I talked about this last week, where it really does feel like they're just kind of pulling out all the stops to get people to buy as many Switches. Because you get the PS5 and the Xbox 2 or whatever.
Yeah.
PlayStation 5 is probably getting announced, what, February? Like they did the last time with the PS4?
If they don't announce it in November.
November, which they could. But I'm, you know, they might very well drop a teaser, which could be kind of interesting. But so they probably just want to get everything out and get people buying a bajillion of these little consoles between now and the end of the year, and then for generation.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, I could definitely see, like, this being their, like, part of their, like, Black Friday package, right? Like, you know, get this, maybe a couple of sets of the Nintendo Labos. And really, I think that's maybe the semi, like, more interesting part about this is why they felt that they needed to produce another thing that you could have just done this with Labo in some ways. Instead of just, like, releasing it under its own product. So I wonder if maybe we even see, like, the Wii balance board didn't really see a lot of integration into games, but there were, like, you know, modes here and there with that type of stuff. So I wonder if we end up seeing that. Like, we end up seeing, like, a weird Link's crossbow training or something using that ring. So we could see that kind of stuff. And, yeah, like, honestly, it just feels like right now Nintendo is just kind of pumping out a bunch of ideas, keep you interested in the Switch through the fall, and then maybe once we get the sort of sneak peeks of the next Xbox, the next PlayStation, like, maybe that's when you start, well, you might not even want to start talking about it, just release the, like, Switch Pro that, you know, may be rumored with these weird hinged Joy-Cons that was a patent and stuff for. So, you know, I think they plan on keeping, now, I don't know if the next generation of Switch ends up being the Switch 2 or something like that, but I think we're going to be staying in the sort of Switch era for Nintendo for a while, and it seems like they're just going to keep their foot on the gas pedal the whole time, because I think they saw with the Wii, they kind of made something, and it was a really good first impact, and then they just kind of sat on that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. They were producing good games, but they weren't really producing more reasons to get your elderly couple that has a Wii for Wii bowling, and when their nieces and nephews and grandchildren show up, there was nothing really to keep them interested in the system and keep them, like, looking for these experiences, where Labo kind of, like, not extends but gives another reason to have this device, where this kind of gives another reason to have this device. And you wonder if we just see even more of that stuff next year.
Kind of hope that they, I'm still surprised they haven't brought out, like, Wii Sports or Switch Sports. It was, like, just a complete gimme. Would my dad still plays, like, he plays it regularly. Switching over to the Switch, It's newer, the visuals will be better. Surprised they haven't pumped out a Switch Sports yet. Is interesting. Labo is interesting. But you kind of build it one time and you're done. That's, you know, for the DIY stuff, I don't think that was well thought out. But a Switch Sports thing, some type of casual thing that people can play, you can sell to kind of the elderly population, or you can sell to kids, and it's just some kind of dumb, fun stuff. Kind of missing, and Nintendo is the one who could do it because you have these little Joy-Cons. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I'm just waiting for brain implants, direct brain implants for the elderly.
There is that dumb rumor that that fan created rumor that there is a new PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale coming. Did you guys see that?
Mm.
No, but that sounds great. I'd play that.
Rumor, I think someone's trying to will it into existence by saying, and it's, again, it's not being corroborated by any of the larger sites. We usually have the first info on this. I think it's just some fan site saying, PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale 2 is going to be a launch title for the PS5, and it's going to be free to play, and, you know, you'll be getting characters regularly. I'm like, okay, cool, it's Killer Instinct 1 for the PS5, and that did great.
I want you to know that I just Googled it, and the most credible website that I see in the first page of Google results is PlayStation All-Stars Fan Fiction Royale.fandom.com.
Perfect. Yep. So there you go.
I'm just going to click on that and bookmark it for later.
If they're right. Looking back now, I'm going to play that game again.
I mean, that game was all right.
It was all right. I didn't like it at first because I thought it was so Me Too with the Smash Brothers. But then I played it. I had that initial thought, and there are kind of some unique hooks into that. So,
I mean, the problem that I always had with that game is that 90% of those characters, nobody has any idea who they are.
Nintendo owns the market on that kind of game right now.
Well, it's just like, that's just like, as weird as it is to say, memorable characters, like in the Nintendo way, aren't really what PlayStation does. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that game has Kratos. Like, okay, people know Kratos. Sure. That game has Fat Princess. You know, the memorable character from that one game that came out.
Yeah.
You know.
It has Uncharted from Drake's Uncharted.
Yep. It has big, you know, Jack and Daxter, which, sure, those are great games, but I don't think there's been, like, a really big Jack and Daxter game in, what, two consoles? Was that even on PS3?
I think there was a version, right? No, but you're right. What makes the Smash Brothers games tie to nostalgia?
Yeah.
You can go on to a straight fighter. See, you know, make something more realistic. I think that could potentially a Street Fighter with PlayStation, and then all of a sudden you could do something kind of. You don't have to do the Smash Brothers thing because those never seem to work out. There's a bunch of them out there, and they don't sell very well, and then everyone just goes right back to Smash Brothers. So, nostalgia wins out. Any other news? Anything else? You guys done?
I got nothing else. I think that's everything.
I think that's all of it.
That is the beginning and the end.
Got delayed.
Oh, I actually have one piece of breaking news here. Just let me bring it up. Click. This is a news blast that says, Dally, finish your fucking house so you can broadcast these shows again.
Yeah, I am, like I said, I mentioned it before the show started. I am T-minus... recording this on Thursday, 2 weeks from tomorrow, from actually owning this house, this new house, and moving in, I should say. Saturday, the 28th, we are getting the gigabit internet, so I will actually be able to host the show. I'll actually be able to host. You don't have to worry about it, but I have the PC ready in case I need to host from the PC. The OBS is all set on there, so option if I decide not to do it on the... working on this Mac, but you know.
Two more.
The side says
it. Two more times.
We'll be all good.
So your first show back in the driver's seat, if my calendar is correct, will be the 3rd of October.
October.
Mark your calendars, people.
Have Dwayne The Rock Johnson show up. That's it.
How's the baseball, Sam?
How's the baseball?
I don't know what you do. What sport is it? Is it football?
Oh, it's fall time, my dude. So we got the footballs. We got the European footballs. Yeah. We got the field hockeys.
Field hockey? You got real hockey?
I mean, I'm in Pennsylvania, and they got a club team, but they ain't got no professional team. Yeah, NCAA sanctioned team.
Isn't that where the Penguins are?
That's Pittsburgh, which is also part of Pennsylvania, but it is a big state, my friend.
Hey, how was your hurricane last week, by the way? I forgot to ask that, Aaron.
Mine was fine. I spent the entire hurricane with an outage map up on my computer. And I watched every grid surrounding my village go out, and then somehow we retained power.
Nice.
I did not lose power.
Excellent. Actually, it worked out for Aaron technology wise.
I almost stepped in live wires on my way to work the next day because they had been torn off the power lines, but they hadn't like disconnected. So they were still live wires, still transmitting power. They were just on the ground. I was just stumbling my ass to work, and then I almost stepped in them, and I was like, oh. Stepped out in the street around them. It was a good time.
When you're not dead.
There are still people in the province that don't have power.
I think we find you when you're not dead.
You can find me on the Nova Scotia Power outage map, along with 18,208 other affected customers. And on Twitch and Twitter at Scratty Bones. Twitch affiliate, Scratty Bones. I'm eventually going to stream, because apparently Twitch does this thing called September where you can donate extra money by using an icon or some shit. I haven't looked into it because my goal is done. Like, I wanted to get to Twitch affiliate, and I did that, and that's why I haven't streamed since.
I think because I'm Prime. What's going on here? I can actually sub to two people per month, right? Isn't that like
I think it's one free one per month, but it might be two during this month.
Let me do a search for you. Scrat.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. You're gonna make me want to try,
54 Dally. 54 followers. Look at that. Wait a minute. Are there two Scratty Bones?
There fucking better not be.
Scratty Bones, Scotty Bones. And guess what? Scratty Bones, you have 54 followers. He has 89 followers.
Oh, that prick.
Oh, man. Now you have a new goal.
Oh.
Fuck. I thought it was all out. Right. I thought it was That's out, beautiful. But they keep dragging me back in.
You're going to get that $100 in no time.
Description was.
I'll stream Ancestors tomorrow.
All right. There we go. Just now to you, my friend.
Did you just sub to me?
The month, baby.
Why would you do that?
The first time I ever subbed.
What a waste of money.
The only free subs I get is at Subway or Quiznos. Where can we find you, Dally? Did we go over that yet?
at Dally Domofsky on all over those places.
Dally Domofsky is now following you on Twitch.
Follow you as well. Where can we find you, Sam?
Nowhere. I don't know, man. Oh. I need to really spend a weekend and get my Twitter account back in order and get it relaunched.
Hey, so just to cut in here, because I'm streaming this show and all of my different scenes on OBS are active, there was just a sub notification. Oh, there it is again on the stream. So everybody who's watching this show in the future can hear you sub to me in real time. Jesus.
Thing does it do anything? I don't know.
It makes it fuck. All right, we should stop this. Should I stop this? You want me to hit the button?
iQuesting.com. We'll see you at iQuesting.tv.
Choices kill my head. Turn a day now. Disappear.